So this is exciting. This is the initial episode of the Dolman Law Group podcast. I'm here with Alex Knapp, my partner here at Dolman Law Group. Alex Knapp's a director of operations. I'm the managing partner of Dolman Law Group. We are a Clearwater, Florida-based personal injury law firm with offices in St. Petersburg and Newport Richey as well, although we handle personal injury claims statewide. How you doing today, Alex?
Doing pretty good. I just appreciate everybody joining us today to listen to our initial episode of the podcast.
Yeah, those few listeners, welcome aboard. This is exciting. So today we're going to discuss what are the initial questions that a personal injury victim has and what can they expect after they get into a car accident and, you know, things that they can avoid doing.
Absolutely.
So what's the first things we should do after a car accident, Alex?
Usually the first question I get is exactly that. What do I do after a car accident? Mm-hmm. First thing, most important thing you can do immediately in the aftermath of a car accident is probably call the police. Even if you don't necessarily feel hurt right away.
Even if no one's hurt.
Exactly. It goes a long way towards getting the facts of the accident written down and documented on paper. Mm-hmm. You can oftentimes exchange information, and later on you could run into a situation where the person that caused your accident, that hit you, tells their insurance company, no, I was never involved in the accident, or I wasn't at fault, that person backed into me. Any number of things can happen. At least if you have a police officer come out, document the report, document your story, and document their story immediately, you get it on paper.
Yeah, as a trial attorney, I can tell you that police reports generally do not make it into evidence. They're considered inadmissible as their hearsay. And there's a police report exception, and we can get into that later on. But the importance of having a police report and the importance of having law enforcement come out to the accident scene cannot be understated. The most important thing is you having a third party who's neutral coming out and documenting the actual accident itself. That prevents an individual maybe a few days later or a week later deciding, hey, my insurance rates are about to get jacked up, and I'm going to change my story and say that, maybe he was rolling backwards at the time of the accident, or maybe he wasn't at a proper stop, maybe he just cut me off. Rather get it documented at that point in time while the memory's fresh, and they can also get a recordation of who else may have seen the accident, any other witnesses that are available.
That's right. I didn't even mention that, but witness statements are huge in our line of work. More and more every day we're running into liability disputes, and when you have a third party, a person that was not involved in the crash, they can give a statement about what happened, it goes a long way.
Exactly. If you do nothing else after a car accident, the most important tip I can give you is get an exchange of information, at a minimum. All right. This enables you to know which insurance companies are the players in this accident, who to contact after the accident. You'll be able to get the other party, hopefully it's the at-fault party, but the adverse party's insurance coverage. And obviously you're going to exchange your insurance coverage with them, and vice versa. It allows you to contact the insurance company and begin the claim process.
Sure, because absent that exchange, if all you have is the name of an individual, when you hire an attorney down the road, that there's no database that has that person's insurance information listed in it. There are venues and avenues that you can go down to try and get that information, but those oftentimes are fruitless. If you send a letter to the person, they can just ignore it and throw it in the paper. And the only recourse you're left with is to file a lawsuit,
yeah,
which can be expensive and take long periods of time, only to find out down the road that there's not enough coverage or there's no coverage. So you can really put yourself behind the eight ball by not exchanging that information,
correct,
by not getting that information down on paper immediately.
And this day and age and the advent of cell phones and how, they're basically attached to our hip and we always have them on us, I strongly recommend taking a photo of the other party's insurance card. All right, that therefore you can get the information down accurately. You have an actual picture of the car. You're not relying on their information. You actually have it. I recommend taking walking around your vehicle and their vehicle and taking photos of the actual property damage. Pictures are worth 1,000 words. When a client tells me that there was substantial property damage, but the car has been fixed, and I get hired a few weeks after the accident and after the property damage has already been apportioned and the car has already been repaired, it doesn't do the same justice as actually getting photos of the accident scene of the actual property damage.
Yeah, I was actually just about to say, it's amazing. Smartphones have really changed the game in this regard. Back before I did this, before I was a personal injury attorney and smartphones didn't exist, people get in car accidents and you wouldn't have photographs of even your own property damage. All you would have is what you could tell your attorney or what your insurance company could tell you about what the crash kind of looked like after the fact or after the repair. You could go by the repair estimate, but if a person didn't get their vehicle repaired or it got totaled, you'd have a really hard time kind of documenting just how bad the accident was.
Very true.
So smartphones have changed the game in that regard.
Yeah, not only just take photo, take information down of the witnesses who were there as well.
Absolutely.
Recordation of every individual that was there, what they saw, and their contact information goes a long way towards getting this claim worked up.
It certainly does. We oftentimes will employ an investigator that will reach out and get witness statements done so that we can use those things later on when the story of the person that caused the accident changes.
And this avoids the whole he said, she said scenario, which we often get into and we often encounter. The way to avoid that is to actually have independent witnesses who have no financial incentive, no financial stake in the actual accident or the claim process.
Absolutely. I mean, the big problem that you have is absent those witness statements and the he said, she said type of situation that Matt just described, the problem you run into is the only way that claim is viable is by putting into litigation, because the insurance company is going to take the word of their insured. So at some point along the way, you're going to have to probably file suit on that case and go down a long, winding, litigious road to get to the point where someone makes a compromise offer that no one's going to be happy about down the road.
And you got to keep in mind, insurance companies are there to not spend money. Okay, their job is to not pay out claims. Even when it's your own insurance company, you'll find a lot of clients are reticent to criticize their insurance company, not realizing that the insurance company is not there for them. The insurance company is there to protect their own money. And in cases where we're going after the at-fault party or there's disputed liability, they'll often accept a self-serving statement of their insured, which the only way to get around that, again, is an independent witness.
Yep. So I think that kind of covers in the immediate aftermath of the accident, call the police, get a report out, even if you don't feel like you're hurt. If you don't want to do that, if you have somewhere you have to be in the next 40 minutes, document everything. Get a picture of their insurance card, get a picture of their license, get a picture of their vehicle, the damage that was caused to their vehicle, get a picture of your vehicle, the damage that was caused to your vehicle. Document everything you can, because even if you feel like you're not hurt now, there is a possibility in the coming hours you're going to feel hurt. And at that point, absent that information, you are going to be in trouble.
Yeah. I can't state this enough, This is another very important tip, no different than the exchange of information. This is what you should not do after an accident. Avoid giving a recorded statement. It's okay to call the insurance company and start the claim process, but if they ask for a recorded statement, avoid that at all means necessary. Wait until you retain counsel, until you retain a personal injury attorney who's licensed in your jurisdiction. And I can't state how important that is. What you want to do is to avoid giving statements that, one, could be incriminating, two, they're going to ask you questions that are often not even related to the accident, more related to your medical treatment. They're going to find out that information on a later date that's not pertinent to them discovering, who is at fault in the accident or the actual facts relating to the accident itself. The only purpose of a recorded statement is to decipher what occurred at the accident, how the accident occurred, where you headed to, you're familiar with the road, and kind of apportioning fault or liability.
Yeah, this is something we run into quite a bit, and I will say, with some of the more well-known insurance companies, it's less of a common tactic, but oftentimes we'll have insurance adjusters that come to us and say, we did your statement of your client right after the accident, and they told us they weren't hurt. So what gives now? How are they now saying they're hurt? And they'll even present a transcript of the recorded statement where my client is saying, yes, I don't feel pain, I'm not hurt. What that fails to address is the fact that oftentimes injuries can present themselves hours or even days after the crash. But now you're locked in. You've said it, and
exactly.
It's recorded, and they've got a record of you saying, I'm not hurt.
And who's to say, when you were asked that question, are you injured, there's many different contexts of being injured. Some individuals are salt of the earth, like my father, for instance. He's reluctant to ever see a doctor, no matter what his medical problems are. You're going to look at an individual and say...